Welcome to this edition of the Heartfelt Ministries podcast with your host, counselor, author, women's minister, and Bible teacher, Dr. Joneal Kirby. Each week, Dr. Kirby, aka Dr. Mom, will give you practical life encouragement as she hits on topics like, do you want your kids to know and love God? Are you struggling with time to make memories with your children? Do you want to build a legacy of faith in your family? Is it your deep desire to have a stronger marriage? How can you be a good friend in today's social society? Dr. Kirby shares her heart with you, hoping you'll be refreshed and blessed each week. Heartfelt Ministries is an international women's ministry helping women all over the globe reach God's potential for women based in Titus 2. Now, for today's podcast, here's our host, the founder of Heartfelt Ministries, Joneal Kirby.
Hi, I'm so excited you're back with us today on our Heartfelt podcast. If you're a first-time listener, I really do thank you for being here today and hope that you will listen more often. And if you have not listened before, you will want to know that there are other podcasts, and we have some in our archives. And I invite you to look through those titles and see if there's something there that might be a blessing to you. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit more about parenting. We have touched on that in a couple of our podcasts, and it seems to be a very popular topic. And I wanted to bring something to you today that is not original with me. Not much is, because as Solomon told us in Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the sun. However, sometimes I do risk sharing my own thoughts and opinions on things based on my own experience or education. And today, though, I am going to share some things from one of my very, very favorite family researchers, therapist, expert on some things that can help you help your child grow into becoming a well-adjusted, emotionally and spiritually healthy adult. So I'm just going to give you a few things. So some of it I'll sound like I'm reading because I am looking at some information, but I hope this will be something you will put in your brain, and perhaps you will think about adding them to your resources and store it up in your head of things that will help you be a better parent, as we all are striving to do, right? One of them is boundaries, setting boundaries for your children. And, you know, setting boundaries doesn't seem to be as big a problem as sticking to them. And I find that for parents, this is especially true when your children push back or scream or threaten things like, I hate you, you're a terrible person. So remember that when kids are acting this way, that they're meeting their own needs, and the only way they know how, they are defending themselves, which is human nature. And your child is just a little human acting out of his natural self. Depending on the boundary, it can take a long time before a child will lovingly accept your authority and your parental boundaries. But when kids start to push back or scream less, actually your child is starting to move towards accepting the boundary, unless this boundary is more like a door that just confusingly swings open from time to time. If your child understands the boundary, eventually your child will bounce back and work to meet his or her needs by paying attention to you. That's how kids' brains work. The world is a very, very chaotic place, and boundaries help your child to be able to feel secure, to feel grounded. And when they are grounded and feel secure, able to live and thrive to their best, and they cannot do that if their parents refused to establish real boundaries and that they are able to stick to them. So remember, when you give a boundary, make it a wall, not a swinging door. The second thing is routines. There is so much of childhood that is new and so challenging for our kids. kids. And that's problematic for children because new things are unsettling, and it feels for many kids like life is out of control. And there are some things that you can do to set some ground rules, and some of that is done through routine and learning self-control, learning how to be friends, learning how to interact with others. These are all big things for kids, and it's all new. They've not done those things before. So you can do something as simple. This is what this author does. He suggests that you would make printable cards that help kids feel grounded and relaxed. And what you do is that you talk to the child about what the boundary is, what that routine boundary needs to look like. You write it out on a card, and instead of fussing at them, giving them a stern look or a reprimand, hand them the card and said, "This might help you." It actually helps a child during certain routine things like mealtimes, morning or bedtime, to feel some relief from having to think and having to be reminded and feeling the emotional pressure maybe of not living up to your expectations. Another thing, and boy, you talk about kids, some kids really even push back on this, is establishing early bedtime. We all know that sleep is a building block for healthy brain development. It's just a fact. When we sleep, we are able to process what went on during the day and what we need to learn from it. Kids' brains that are constantly changing and developing and constantly creating new, what they call neural connections, absolutely have to sleep in order for those connections to be created. So between kids' activities, school, and the squeezing in of tech time, kids now are going to bed later and later, and they have a difficult time settling down before sleep. So one of the most basic of all things that you can do for your kids' behavior, for their overall health, and just their emotional well-being, is help them to get the sleep they need. Well, okay, there's three things, and I'm going to be back in a couple of weeks to share more from this list, but I hope that's helpful to you today. And again, thank you for listening, and God bless you and your family. I hope I'll see you back on the podcast next week, every Friday. Bye-bye.